Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. It's next week is the 11th anniversary of the show and of this work that I do on your behalf to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I've been able to do this because I live in a country where somebody like me, no extra smarts, no, certainly not a lot of money, was actually able to imagine something that needed to be done that wasn't being done that needed to be done, to imagine it, start it from absolute plain whole cloth, plain blank sheet of paper, and build something out of that. Now, and I'm going we'll be talking a little bit more about this next week, different variations on this once or twice next week as we celebrate our anniversary. Thank you for allowing me to do that. We're kind of proud of that. I hope you're doing that. I hope when you have anniversaries, I hope when you have milestones in your business that you're doing that. Let your customers know. Let your customers know that you're doing that. That you're celebrating a milestone, a 1-year anniversary, a 5-year anniversary, whatever it might be. It's good for people to know that you're being successful, that your business model, your dream, is enduring. People like that. People like doing business with people like that. And so don't hide your light under a bushel. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not bragging. Okay, maybe a little bit, but that's all right. It's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. You know, this is one of those examples where your mom is not going to say, you know, don't be bragging. Now, what kind of an environment? Because that's what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about this environment that we have been in and the environment that we're in and the environment that we're going into, because it's changing, ladies and gentlemen. And I think it's important to recognize that. I mean, we had something. We're now watching it change. We've got something else right now. What we have right now is different from what we had. And what we have right now is different from what it's going to be. Now, I don't have all the answers. I don't have a crystal ball. But I have been an observer and a student of some of these things. And I want to share my thoughts with you about them. What kind of an environment would create the opportunity for Jim Blasingame to start something like the Small Business Network, which is the parent organization, which I own, and it's a small business just like yours, that owns the Small Business Advocate Show, that owns a publishing company, that, you know, that owns a couple of websites, et cetera, a dozen brands. 11 years ago, this was just a gleam in my eye. It was just an idea that I thought needed to be done, that I wanted to do, and I felt I was just arrogant enough to think that I could do it. What kind of an environment creates that opportunity? Well, let me tell you what that environment looks like. That environment is an environment where capital is available from a number of different means. Where an individual can accumulate enough capital personally themselves to launch something, to start a business, to capitalize a business, where there's a well-developed financial market that allows the person to either go to a bank or somehow find a way to cobble together enough capital to grow the business. A marketplace where customers are, where people are who are in the process, when they enter that marketplace, these customers, these consumers, let's call them consumers, because that's what they do. They consume whatever it might be, an apple or an idea. And these consumers are in the marketplace to find stuff. They're looking for it. So we have that kind of a marketplace. And when they get there, they expect to find what they want because they think somebody is creating this for them. They hope that somebody is creating this for them. And so they enter the marketplace with great expectations. And when they get there, most of the time, in an environment like we've had, they find it. And if they don't find it, then a lot of times the people who are looking for it, if they can't find it, they make it themselves. Like yours truly. We'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this environment that we've had, the one we have at this moment, and the one we're going to have right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. I'll be right back. All my friends are small town. My parents live in the same small town. Children play in the park. They don't know. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. I'm talking about the environment that we've had, the environment that we're in, the environment that we're going to have. And I was saying that the environment that we had was the one where we have this marketplace, we have this financial system that was the most mature and well-developed and systematized and rock-solid financial system, the most in the world. It was the leader. It was the awe of the world. We were so powerful in terms of how tight we were, how together our financial system was. And that system contributed, along with the marketplace, to giving rise to an environment where you and I can start our businesses from scratch. Now, there's another thing that's part of that, and that's the politics. The Constitution of the United States guarantees our liberty. It doesn't guarantee us health care. It doesn't guarantee that we live. It doesn't guarantee us food. It doesn't guarantee us shelter. It doesn't guarantee us a job. It doesn't guarantee us anything, really, except life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty, really, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty meaning the pursuit of happiness, meaning that I can pretty much live my life as I wish. I can't hurt you. There are laws against that. Because then I would be impinging on your pursuit of happiness. But my pursuit of happiness is a pretty broad term. Liberty, ladies and gentlemen, to do business, to own things, to acquire assets, to acquire wealth, to share that wealth with whoever I want to or not, if I want to. And so we've got the marketplace. That's where people come and go and do business. We've got which part of which, but really I think is a separate issue is the financial credit markets, all that, the banks, the banking system. That's really a separate subset of the marketplace. It really kind of needs its own category. And then we have the ability to own things and to acquire things and to sign contracts, enter into contracts, and expect those contracts to be enforced. Or if not, we have a set of laws that can help us with that. So that's what we had, folks. And because of that, the liberty that really gave rise to everything, because of that, and a government that, for the most part, stayed out of our way. Compared to the rest of the world, our government pretty much stayed out of our way. It wasn't laissez-faire. It wasn't completely hands-off, because there are regulations. But it was a pretty good system. Now, what has happened in the last 12 months, because of things that have gone on, excesses of the last several years, all those things have crumbled. Not all of them, but a lot of them have crumbled. Our financial market has crumbled. There are no more investment banks on Wall Street. No more investment banks on Wall Street. There were several. Now they're all either defunct or they've become commercial banks. Even American Express recently said that they were going to become a commercial bank. So there's talk of Citibank and American Express merging. So the financial markets, as you and I have known them, ladies and gentlemen, the financial markets that gave rise to access to capital, the way we have known that, is changing. Now, I don't know if it's going to be for the better or not. We don't know that. And that's the reason why these times are so unsettling. But I just want you to know that what you have known is what we have today is different to some degree with what we have known. And so all those financial entities that those of us on Main Street, regular folks out here like me and you, who we've kind of relied on them to be the keepers of capitalism, they have failed us. And so now their world is in shambles, and it really is. I don't think that's an overstatement. None of that. Wall Street doesn't look like Wall Street anymore. Gary Moore earlier on this. Gary Moore is an old head on Wall Street, going way back. On this show on Monday, I think he said, "I said is Wall Street, you know, what does it look like?" He said, "It doesn't look like anything that I recognize." Basically, that's what he said. So all those things are what we thought we could count on. We can't count on them anymore. The credit markets have seized up in a way that I've never seen them in my lifetime. Now I don't know how that part compares to the Great Depression, and I don't think we're going into a depression. I really don't. I've got lots of reasons to evidence that the show tells me that we're not, but I think we are in a recession. I think we're going to be in one for a little while. You just need to be prepared for that. But those, the credit markets are in really bad shape right now compared to where they were. I'm talking about the national and the global credit markets. And so that's different. That's going to create differences. It's going to create different circumstances over the next few months and few years, maybe decades. And so that's different. And then we've got the regulations, the government part, that gave rise to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I'm afraid in the future we're going to have life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and lots of regulations. I fear that what we're going to have are regulations that are going to make Sarbanes-Oxley look like a beanbag, look like patty cake. We come back. I want to talk about a little bit more about what we've got right now and where we're going. Try to find something positive about all of this. I think there is. And you know what? Where I think we're going to find that positive? Inside of us. Not on Wall Street, not in Washington, but on Main Street, late small business owners, inside of us. Stay with us. I'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I've been talking about the economic environment that we had. Capitalism is what we had, or some variation of capitalism. It wasn't unfettered capitalism. It wasn't totally laissez-faire capitalism, because there was the government involved, and there were other issues involved. But to a large degree, it was capitalism because people like you and I could start a business from scratch and hope to make it happen. And if we made it happen, keep what we made. Benefit from it. Do what we wanted to with it. Give it away or keep it or hoard it or sell it or whatever we wanted to do. And then came the meltdown. Then came the collapse of the organizations that we really kind of revered. The banks, the big banks, the Wall Street capital, the Wall Street heads, I should say, and of course our government. And now, I've been telling you for a long time not to count on your government, ladies and gentlemen. I expect my government to protect me from foreign threats and to try to do something through the Fed with the monetary issues. And I think they do a reasonable job of that, although they contributed to the problems we've got right now. They're not infallible. That's another thing we need to remember. But where we are right now, at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the very, in my opinion, sickening state of the marketplace literally turning to the government and saying, bail us out. Why else do you think American Express went to is becoming a commercial bank so they can go to the trough and get money from the government the way other banks are? That's the reason why these banks have become commercial banks, so they can go to the trough that's being made available to commercial banks, the TARP money. So where we are right now is we've got all these companies saying to the government, please, please, Uncle Sam, please bail us out. Well, you know what I say? I say that's anti-capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. That's statism. That's the government getting control of our marketplaces. Even if they come in as preferred stockholders and lenders where they're going to get something out of it, none of that comes without strings, without pain, without scars. And so that's the reason I say that what we have right now is not like what we had. Because the government now owns pieces of corporations, and they're talking about owning more pieces of more companies. And they're talking about bailing out the U.S. automakers, the big three, who are paying for excesses, for mistakes that they made in the 20th century. I say let them go bankrupt, do a prepackaged bankruptcy and come out on the other side an efficient organization. Otherwise, all we're doing is throwing good money after bad. Yes, it will be painful. Yes, there will be blood. But not as much, but it'll be over with. And we'll pay for it, and we'll move on. That's what capitalism does. When capitalism makes a mistake, like when you and I make a mistake, ladies and gentlemen, in our small businesses, we take it on the chin. There is pain. There is blood. But we pay for it, and we work it out. We work through it, and we come out stronger on the other side. Giving money to these companies just to keep them from failing, ladies and gentlemen, as we've already seen with AIG, it started out at $75, $85 billion. It's already up to $150. Where does it end, ladies and gentlemen? Now that we have now, so now you see a little bit better about what we have had, what we have now. We got the government. We had a sort of a laissez-faire capital system. Now we've got the government in everywhere. And so the question is, what are we going to have in the future? Here's, and let me tell you who this is going to depend upon, small business owners and all Americans, actually. It's going to depend on us. What we're going to wind up having is going to depend on you and me, because we're going to have to tell our government what we want their role to be. We will have to do that because they're not capable of stepping out. They're not capable of subtlety. They're not capable of protecting capitalism, I'm convinced. And so what we've got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we've got to tell them, okay, you're in, but we want you out. We don't want you to try to save something that doesn't need to be saved. If it's failed, let it fail. We'll eat that. We'll pay for that. We'll take the bloody nose. And then small business owners, you and I, all of us together, we're going to have to look inside of ourselves, and we're going to have to be the ones. Because if you look around you, small business owners, we're the only ones with sanity. We're the only ones who are doing business in a way that makes sense. We're the only ones who takes responsibility for what we've done. If you think about it, look around you. It's going to be up to us, small business owners. We're going to have to look inside of ourselves. You and I, small business owners, are going to have to lead this nation and this world out of this madness so that we can have something to give to our children. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.